Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Jeff Coulter, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
So when the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray, he responded by giving them a model. We call it the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at Matthew's version. After this manner, pray. Some of the other translations say, this is how to pray. He does not say, this is what to pray. Never did he say, I'm going to give you some magic words. You say these words, all will be right in the world. Jesus said, after this manner, after this pattern, after this method, therefore pray. What if you took each section of the Lord's Prayer and you used it like a template for prayer? He starts out by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, the one who's all-powerful, but all-loving. That's who I'm praying to. The next line that he says is, Hallowed be your name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be, holy is your name. The word holy means sanctified, consecrated, separate, different. God, you're not like us. You're a whole other thing. You're amazing. God, you're awesome. You're more than awesome. You're awful. And we don't like to use that word in conjunction with God, but it literally means full of awe. But throughout Scripture, whenever people encounter God, that's how it was described. Going back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we like to have things that we understand. We like to have boxes for stuff. God is an awful God. Doesn't fit in our box. For us, we like to figure stuff out. And let me just say, if you can figure out God, your God's pretty small. We even say things to the Lord like this, Lord, I want you, but I don't want it if it looks like that. Lord, I want you, but that tongue stuff, Lord, I just got to say is weird. I don't want it if it looks like that. Lord, I want to be healed, but just don't let me fall down. I don't like the falling down thing. Lord, I want you as long as it fits in my box, as long as you're not wild, as long as you're safe. But that's not who God is. God says in Isaiah, as high as the heavens are above the earth, that's how high my ways are above your ways. That's who I am. Not somebody you can figure out. I absolutely believe that when we encounter God as he really is, it'll be amazing and wonderful and maybe even scary all at the same time. Okay, next phrase he says, Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. He's giving us a pattern. So what is he saying when he says this? Well, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says to God, okay, not my will, but yours be done. This phrase, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, is partly a prayer of surrender. God, I want what you want, not what I want. I would do it differently. I certainly like to do it differently than going to the cross, Jesus said. But I'm submitted to what you want. You know better than I do. And so it's a prayer of surrender. The word kingdom literally comes from the word king's domain. That's what it stands for, the king's domain. Where the king rules is the word kingdom. You're saying, Lord, I want your kingdom here. I want your rule here. I want you to establish the way that you do things in heaven. Establish that here. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You're saying, God, you're sovereign. I'm not. You're in charge. I'm not. Some people ask before, well, if God's sovereign, if God's in control of everything, that's what that word means. If God's in control of everything, why should we pray? Well, First of all, because the sovereign God told us to. But it's like saying, okay, my dad's the one in charge. Everything goes through my dad. He deals with everything. He takes care of everything. My dad's the guy. Why should I have to talk to him? Because he's the guy. Because he's the one who's in charge. That's the very reason to talk to God. Because he's the only one who can actually affect change, that's the reason that we talk to God. That's the reason that we pray. Intercession is in effect what you're doing as well when you say this phrase. It's, Lord, I want your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth. And I take that phrase on earth and I make it 1,000 people or whatever the Lord puts on my heart at the time. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in this earth, the earth that's standing in my two shoes. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in Pastor Thurman and Cheryl. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in our government, in the lost that are around the world. All throughout Scripture, I'll give you a couple references. Isaiah 59:16. God's talking actually. He says, I looked for an intercessor. I wanted to show mercy to this people, and I looked for somebody who would ask me. If somebody would ask me, I would do it. Interesting. That God has tied himself to the prayers of his people. Ezekiel 22:30, God says, I looked for someone to stand in the gap on behalf of the nation so I wouldn't destroy it. But he said, I found no one. Nobody would even ask. Exodus 32:7-14. I mentioned it earlier. Moses is up on the mountain with God. And the Lord said to Moses, go get you down, for your people which you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They've made a molten calf. They've worshipped it. They've sacrificed to it and said, these are our gods, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I've seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. I'll stop just right there for a second. You think that's what God wanted to do? You think that was what God's plan was? God that sees the end from the beginning, did all kinds of miracles in Egypt, parted the Red Sea, made water come out of a rock. You think he did all of that so that he would then kill his people? Okay, what's going on here? Let's go to the next verse. Verse 11. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath wax hot against your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt with your great power and with your mighty hand? Verse 12. Why should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from this your fierce wrath and repent of this evil against your people. Verse 13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore, he says, remember your covenant, who you swore by your own self and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all of this land that I have spoken to you, I will give it to your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do this to this people. I love this because I don't believe for a second it was his ultimate design to destroy this people. Ezekiel, the verse that we just read, he says, I looked for someone to stand in the gap so that I wouldn't destroy this nation, but I didn't find anybody. This particular time, he found somebody. It's almost like he presents this to Moses and says, Moses, do you have the same heart that I do? Do you feel the same way that I do? I'm going to give you an opportunity to be the one that hangs in the balance. Will you intercede on behalf of these people? And Moses did. This verse that says, your kingdom come and your will be done, is intercession. It's lifting up specific people and saying, Lord, I'll be the one to bear one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ, it says in the New Testament. I'll be the one, Lord, to intercede. I'll be the one to stand in the gap. I want us to do that, but I want us to do it differently. And I know that this is not as conducive to those who are listening on CD or watching by DVD. But I want you out loud, one by one, to just take 20 seconds and ask the Lord, that His kingdom would come and His will would be done in someone's life that you know, or some situation, or the government, or this church, or your family. Just around the room, we'll go to the Lord in prayer and just begin to call it out in prayer to the Lord. Let's begin to intercede, but let's do it together as a group. Can we do that? All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amazing. Lord, as we come to you right now in Jesus' name, Lord, we begin to call out specific situations. Lord, we're doing what you told us to do, Lord. We're following the pattern. And we're asking, Lord, that your kingdom would come. Your rule, Lord, would come here on this earth in us as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, we lift up each one of these requests, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, just call it out. Yes, Lord, we lift up our country to you. Father, for our country, Lord, that seems like it's going in the wrong direction. Lord, we lift up our country to you. Father, we ask that you'd have mercy. Lord, we know that that's your design. Even in the prophecies that declare judgment, Lord, your heart is that someone will stand in the gap and say, no, Lord, have mercy. No, Lord, forgive. No, Lord, restore the years that the locust has eaten. Lord, even though you sent this great and mighty army, which it says in Joel 2:25, the locust, you sent them, but Lord, now restore. Turn us back to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone else, you can just call it out and pray yourself, or you can just say the word. Somebody said our grandchildren. Lord, we lift up our children and our grandchildren to you. Father, a lot of times we carry guilt and condemnation because we feel like we didn't do enough. Lord, I'm thankful that your word says that you work in everything for good to those that love you. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for the mistakes that we made. And now, Lord, we give them to you. Father, we trust that even our mistakes, Lord, you're using for good in their lives. Father, today, Lord, for our children and our grandchildren, Lord, for everyone that's represented here, Father, we ask you, Lord, according to John 20:23, Lord, we remit their sins. Father, we ask you to wipe the slate clean. Lord, for their parents, grandparents, ancestors, Father, we remit their sins. Father, we ask that you'd have mercy.
You have been listening to Jeff Coulter of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.